Gingrich and Romney, Santorum and Paul. It's high noon in the Sunshine State. The GOP has some deciding to do. Former speaker versus former front runner. It just got crazy interesting. On this Monday, January 23rd, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Low snap. The kick is good. And the Giants are going back to the Super Bowl.
Hey, it was a weekend of kickers in the NFL. We'll talk about that this morning. Good morning, everyone. Celeste is out this week. We start with politics in Florida and end with political upheaval in the Middle East with a few dragons thrown in there for good measure. The water dragon, that is. Today marks the start of a very auspicious year in the Chinese zodiac. It's meant to be a year of great change and big success. Happy Tet, folks. We want to hear from you. What positive changes would you like to see in our world this year of the dragon? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's go right to the morning's top headlines. And politics lead the news. A new state, another debate. The Republican presidential race moves on to Florida with candidates battling out in Tampa tonight. With the notable exception of ABC News for focusing on his personal life, Newt Gingrich has been speaking to the press about his decisive victory in the South Carolina primary on Saturday. He told NBC's Meet the Press that Washington should be worried about a Gingrich nomination.
We're going to make the establishment very uncomfortable. We're going to demand real change in Washington, real audit of the Federal Reserve, real knowledge about where hundreds of billions of dollars have gone.
As for his main rival, after coming in second in South Carolina, Mitt Romney makes a U-turn on his tax returns.
I will release my tax returns for 2010, which is the last returns that were completed. I'll do that on Tuesday of this week. I'll also release at the same time an estimate for 2011 tax returns.
Meanwhile, the Syrian government has rejected an Arab League call for President Bashar al-Assad to hand over power to his deputy. The League, meeting in Cairo, also called on Syria to form a national unity government with the opposition within 2 months. The Qatari prime minister speaking to our partner, the BBC, says the Arab League seeks further talks with the Syrian government.
We call on the Syrian government and the Syrian opposition to start a political dialogue, a serious political dialogue under the auspices of the Arab League within 2 weeks from this invitation.
This more interventionist stand from the Arab League comes after the United Nations says more than 5,000 people have died as a result of the crackdown on protesters since they began last March. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords plans to meet with constituents in Tucson later today to finish the meet-and-greet political event that was cut short when a gunman opened fire. Yesterday, Representative Giffords announced her plans to step down from Congress.
I have more work to do on my recovery, so to do what is best for Arizona, I will step down this week.
It's up to the governor in Arizona to declare April a special election for Gifford's seat. The Super Bowl is set. The New York Giants beat the San Francisco 49ers 20-17 in overtime to punch their ticket to Indianapolis. And earlier yesterday, New England took down Baltimore 23-20 to win the AFC. The Super Bowl is in 2 weeks. And BlackBerry's leading figures are stepping down after a steep fall in the company's market share. Outside the company's headquarters, BlackBerry founders Jim Basile and Mike Lazardis said there came a time when it was necessary to bring fresh leadership to every company. And that slide suggests they're well beyond that point. Look at the markets. Asian markets are up. European indices are up. But Wall Street futures are down this morning, not terribly by much. And actually, the S&P futures are up marginally. The Dow starts at 12,720. The S&P begins at 13,015. And the Nasdaq opens about 3.5 hours from now at 2786. It's the year of the dragon, the most auspicious year on the Chinese zodiac, said to bring about change and success. But for whom? We'll be talking later this hour about what 2012 may bring for China. And as always, we want to hear from you. What positive changes would you like to see in our world this year of the dragon? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Well, he's not quite a dragon, but he's certainly causing a stir in the Republican Party. Newt Gingrich had a double-digit win in South Carolina, 40% of the vote to Newt Gingrich. Can he maintain his momentum in Florida to the South? We'll speak with one of Gingrich's top advisors, also with us, Anna Sale, to take a look at probably the most important primary so far.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.